Yeah, you drinking goat milk.
Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 11.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Ward. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Come on, Representative Ward.
Pray with me, please. Most gracious Heavenly Father, giver of all good gifts and graces, we thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for bringing us together in this place to do the work for the benefit of all the citizens of our great state. We ask that you instill in us a sense of harmony and that you grant us wisdom so that all that we do in this chamber will be for the betterment of all and pleasing in your sight. We beseech you, Lord, to be with us and guide us in all that we do. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic in which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lady from Wake, Representative Perret, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Perret moves that the journal for February the 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives John, Morey, and Abe Jones, House Bill 68, Reenact Nonpartisan Judicial Elections Fund.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Ray, House Bill 69, Warren County Occupancy Tax.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Ray, House Bill 70, School Calendar Flexibility, Halifax.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Howard and Stevens, House Bill 71, raise age limit for justices and judges.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Carson Smith, Clemens, White, and Christian Baker, House Bill 72, Firearms Staff Storage Awareness Initiative.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 73, Bigden Quorum.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kyle Hall and Destin Hall, Sane and Mills, House Bill 74, Modified Council of State Vacancies.
Election law and campaign finance reform, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, Christian Baker, White, and Sasser, House Bill 75, Physician Assistant Team-Based Practice.
Health, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, White, Ray, and Humphrey, House Bill 76, Access to Healthcare Options.
Health, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Penny, House Bill 77, Driver's License Designation Autism.
Transportation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Miller, House Bill 78, Town of Oak Island, Parking Meter Process.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Miller, House Bill 79, Carolina Beach, Navigable Waters.
Marine Resources and Aquaculture, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Miller, House Bill 80, St. James Occupancy Tax Authorization.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Ray, House Bill 81, increase Halifax County Board of Education compensation.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Members present to the announcement aid yesterday, no votes today, no votes Monday, but likely votes Tuesday, definitely votes on Wednesday, possibly votes on Thursday. Any notices or announcements? Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Joint Resolution 31, a joint resolution confirming Niels Roslund as state controller.
Chapter bills will be noted. To our pages, we introduced you yesterday. I want to thank you for your service this week. We do appreciate it. As the weeks proceed, you'll see more days like you saw yesterday with folks here taking up bills. Right this week and preceding weeks have been primarily the committee process. But I hope it's been an enjoyable week. I hope you had a chance to learn something, maybe also make some friends along the way. So thanks for your service this week, and we're certainly going to wish you all the best at the remainder of your school year this year. Anything from the clerk? Any notice or announcements from the body? Seeing none, the lady from Wake, Representative Pere, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 13th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Pere moves, seconded by Representative Reeder, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 13th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.